Joe Biden flying 1,000 Afghans to U.S. every day until German base emptied. By John Binder on October 11, 2021. President Joe Biden's administration is reportedly flying about 1,000 Afghans to the United States every day from the U.S. Air Force Base in Ramstein, Germany, until the base is emptied. Roughly 9,000 Afghans remain at the U.S. base in Ramstein, which was quickly turned into a small tent city following the Biden administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan. CNN reports that the administration plans to fly about 1,000 Afghans to the U.S. from the base every day. One flight left the base Saturday with a few hundred evacuees headed for Philadelphia. A spokesman for the 86th Airlift Wing told CNN, the report states. Five more flights are expected Sunday, with approximately 1,000 evacuees flying to the U.S. on a daily basis until the entire Afghan population of approximately 9,000 at Ramstein departs. The U.S. arrival of thousands of more Afghans comes after the Biden administration was forced to temporarily halt flights because of measles and Chinese coronavirus outbreaks spurred by Afghans living at U.S. bases in the nation's interior. Last week, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, announced that it had completed a nationwide vaccination against measles, mumps, rubella, and varicella for Afghan arrivals and thus stated that flights would resume. Biden's massive resettlement operation currently has about 53,000 Afghans living on U.S. bases in Wisconsin, Texas, New Mexico, Indiana, New Jersey, and Virginia. The administration hopes to bring at least 95,000 Afghans to the U.S. over the next 12 months and resettle them across 46 states. As part of the operation, Afghans are flown to Philadelphia International Airport and Dulles International Airport in Virginia before being taken to U.S. bases where they live temporarily while completing their vetting and immigration processing before getting resettled. The operation was given a major boost when 49 House and Senate Republicans voted to allow Biden to open the resettlement up to an endless flow of Afghans in the future while providing those who arrive in the U.S. with housing assistance, cash, driver's licenses, and welfare benefits. That move came as a Pew Research Center survey showed Americans are, by a majority of 55%, not confident in Biden's ability to adequately vet Afghans. In addition, 63% of Republicans and those who lean Republican oppose Biden's resettlement operation altogether. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.